Good morning, caffeinators, and welcome back to Coffee with Lisa. In the past four episodes, I have been easing you into a very unique and wonderful technique. I was introducing you to Ho'oponopono. This is an ancient Hawaiian technique that was used to resolve family issues. The Hawaiians believe that issues that exist within their family are not produced by one individual. Rather, they are brought about by those who surround that individual. So if there was a family issue, an argument, a disagreement, they would come together as a family unit to resolve the problem. It was not a screaming match. It was not pointing fingers. It was about reciting the four phrases and understanding where the issue originated and then letting it go. There's normally never a discussion. There is a gathering, and all of those who are aware of that issue, and only those that are aware of that issue or situation, are in attendance. There was no talking to one another at the meeting. It was simply reciting the four phrases to themselves. And eventually, every single person would come to a place where they were able to accept responsibility for the issue and then release it and let it go. It was as simple as that. Although, because some people have a tendency to hold on to issues longer than others, it would have taken an hour or two to resolve. Because of these individuals, it may have taken 2 or 3 days. And until that issue is resolved, each individual in attendance had to continue to recite the four phrases, and they didn't leave until the issue was resolved. So it begins with, what is it in me that is causing this issue to surface? What is in me could be something that was left unresolved in another life or with our ancestors, and not necessarily a current event. This issue from the past was left unresolved, and we carried it within us, and it makes itself available through an unsuspecting or an innocent individual. So for that reason, it's necessary for you to recite the four phrases. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And then you let it go. Now, this seems a little odd, but you would be amazed the issues that can be resolved when you do this. It's called cleaning and clearing, and we have talked about that in previous episodes. You clean by reciting the four favorite phrases and clear by letting go. When one individual creates a situation, we are all responsible for it because it resides within us. So in Hawaiian tradition, the family would gather and they would recite the four phrases. When you recite the four phrases, you are basically speaking to yourself. You are asking yourself, what is it within you that caused this issue? What is it within you that brought about this emotion? What is it within you that brought about this pain? What is it within you that brought about the inner voice that creates or that taunts the emotions and the pain? When you are reciting the phrases, you come to an understanding with yourself. You become aware that the emotion you are feeling is yours and can easily be removed. You don't have to be angry, because by being angry, you are accepting the responsibility for the issue. You don't have to feel pain, because if you do, you are accepting the issue as being a part of you. If you allow the conversation in your head to evolve, then you are inviting and encouraging the issue to be yours. Therefore, you are the responsible party. You are the problem, and it is up to you to resolve it within yourself. An example, have you ever been on the freeway and someone cuts you off? An emotion surfaces, mostly anger, and you react. Your reaction is brought about by the self-talk or the conversation you have within yourself. Your body gets involved and you have pain. Meanwhile, the driver of the other car is going about their merry business. They have no idea that they have caused such a situation. However, this is not their situation. This is yours. We all know these people. We all know those people who enjoy gossip. At one time, I enjoyed the gossip too. However, what I have learned since then is that every time I hear gossip, I am allowing the pain and suffering or the issue, whatever that may be, to be a part of me. And at some point, I realize that I have enough on my plate that I don't have time to continually battle myself to forgive and let go of someone else's crap. Therefore, I have resolved myself to stay away from other people's issues. I may say, hey, you look a little bit uneasy, you look upset, but I never ask why. I even say, don't tell me what the problem is, just, you know, let me pray for you. However, that does not mean that I get to ease away from the situation. Whatever it is, it had something to do with me. Otherwise, it would not have been presented to me. I don't need to know what the situation is. You don't need to know what the situation. You just need to clean it and clear it. I do this before it affects me and others around me. There are days I just want to walk around and with my hands over my ears and my eyes shut so I don't see or hear anything that's going to cause me to have to say my four phrases. But it really doesn't matter. One way or another, I am cleaning and clearing constantly. And that's why I'm asking you to please clean and clear on a daily basis. Eventually, it becomes a rhythm in your head. It becomes your mantra. Your subconscious goes into automatic drive and it's constantly cleaning and clearing. All right, so as families continue to clean and clear themselves, they get to a point where the issue no longer exists. And when the whole family comes to this point, that issue ceases to exist forevermore. Anything that is within us can stop as long as we let it go. If you continue to dwell on the problem, it will continue to grow and grow and manifest itself into a huge problem. There should be no huge problems in your life, as long as you continue to clean and clear. That's why it's easier if you quickly identify the problem, accept the problem, and become accountable for that problem, and then release it. You can only release what is yours in the first place. And I know you're probably asking, why would I accept something that doesn't belong to me? And that is the big question. And it is because you have intervened in someone else's problem. Therefore, you made it yours. If you have been following these episodes, you will see clearly that in these instances, you are the problem. You ever ask yourself, whenever there's a problem, there I am? If I were to see a situation that I am totally uncomfortable with, or maybe something that I'm unhappy with, I can assume the responsibility of that problem, or I can just let it go. By assuming the responsibility, I am now accountable, and it is now my problem. And the only way to remove it, and the only way to get past it, is to become responsible for it and let it go. Nothing can enter your world unless you allow it. In the previous episode, I spoke about co-creating your own world. So by rule, if you take that situation and put it into your world, it is now yours. But by the same rule, you can very easily remove it from your world. In the case of this family and this Hawaiian technique, once everyone removes the situation, whatever it is within them and in their world, the situation ceases to exist and the problem is resolved. And everybody can coexist in a happier and more functional world. It certainly gives new meaning to the phrase, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because in essence, anytime you allow a problem into your world, you are destroying your world. It is amazing how negative emotions can block you from reaching your intended destination. You cannot manifest when your world is so foggy that you can't see 3 feet in front of you. So for example, my intention is to become a successful podcaster. Until I completely clear my world, I cannot reach that goal. If there is something that I desire, then I must first clear my path so that I can see exactly what I want. I can't just say I'm going to manifest a brand new car. I must also say with clear intention that I want this particular car with these items, whether it's a gas saver or whether it is that, whatever it is that you want. You must be totally clear on your intention. And while you are doing this, you cannot allow exceptions. For example, I can't say, if only I had the money, this is what I want. Because now you've created an internal block. You must be clear in your intention. You must be clean and clear within yourself before you can move forward. Imagine wanting to glaze your garage floor, and you begin from the garage entrance, the garage door. You do this because you have decided the fumes are very strong and you want to spend as little time with the fumes as necessary. This, of course, makes perfect sense. However, at the other side of the garage, there is no exit. Consequently, you have painted yourself into a corner. This is basically the way Ho'oponopono works. You are trapped in the corner and you are faced with trying to find your way out of the situation. Now, I am big on releasing the situation and just focusing on the solution. But in this particular case, you could be going in circles trying to figure a way out, because ultimately, unless you could walk on the ceiling, unless you have a rope that's going to swing you from one end of the room to the other, unless you have an exit behind you, there is no way out. The only solution is to accept the situation the way it is, walk out the same way you came in, and then repair the damage. It will take time. It will never look the same, but it will be resolved. With Ho'oponopono, it not only will be resolved, but it will be resolved better. We will talk about this in the next episode, how you can intend for a particular or request for a particular item, but you will also request this or better. So, all right, go get your coffee, get caffeinated. The next episode probably will be in another week, and we'll talk again soon. If you do have any questions, I ask that you go to coffeewithlisa.com, and that's coffee with a K, and email me or message me from that website. And I'll be more than happy to answer any and all your questions. And if you look at the episode here, I'll put this in the website in the notes area. So have a good evening. Get caffeinated. Talk to you soon.